The guest who? The guest who? The guest who with Jacob Gibbs. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Now let's start the show.
All right, got Amanda Kelly on the show. Going to talk with us about sexual assault. Going to kind of discuss some human trafficking, maybe some different things. And it's good to see you.
You too.
It's been a while.
Yes. We've been chatting for, what, like 30 minutes?
Yeah. I always like to get everybody in here.
Cause comfortable.
It's all, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a, if I just brought you in, it was like, hey, all right, tell your story. You know?
Right.
Yeah. Right. So, but me and Amanda actually went to school together. She was a little older than me in school, 2 years, I think. And, but she's, you know, kind of wanting to reach out and help other people. And she kind of wants the women to step up, maybe, you know, tell if these things are happening to them or
yeah, right.
Just kind of raise awareness and whatnot.
Right.
So, like, what made you want to get into this?
Well, somebody that's really close to me is a survivor. And she's had like a lot of health problems, and I think it's because of PTSD. Yeah, she's a sexual assault survivor. And then of course I watch all the true crime and is just insane.
Oh yeah, it is.
Yeah. It's just constantly women being murdered and, you know, it's sometimes there's men, obviously, but
there's just so many men too that's like, well, I can't have her, ain't nobody going to, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of stuff I listen to and stuff is like, hey, you know, if I ain't gonna be able to have her, nobody's gonna be.
Right.
But it's like, if you really love the person, don't be stupid. You know what I mean? It's like,
right.
Yeah, somebody else will come along, you'll be fine.
Right.
You know, but people don't think that way.
It's mental health stuff.
It really is. Sure. I mean, it would have to be, especially like on sexual assaults and stuff, like me, my mind can't process that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like.
Not even a thought. Like, it's,
no,
yeah.
Not even, that would never cross my mind.
Right.
You know, like. At all. I might slap my wife on the butt or something every once in a while.
That's all the slapping that happens, right, though. Yeah. And but, she consents to it.
That's right. She normally says, ow, what are you doing? I'm trying to load the dishwasher. Well, you knew better. You know I'm here.
Right.
So, yeah.
So it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It happens to me, too. My husband does that all the time.
I think it's like we're wired like that where it's like,
oh, absolutely.
I gotta look. Gotta pop it one time.
Yep.
But I was, me and you've been talking for, Lord, a while about, you know, this kind of stuff and, sexual assault victims and whatnot. And, so you have like a lot of notes. She's got 3 pages of notes, y'all. It's actually more than that. Yeah.
Yeah, I like to hand. I'm like old school. I don't want to print a bunch of stuff. You know, I like doing the writing it down
stuff.
Yeah. And another thing I want to talk about is that I've been a victim before of sexual assault. And so, and it's actually weird because once I started getting into researching and decided that I wanted to do something about it. Like, I didn't realize it, but it triggered it, you know, because, excuse me,
you can have, back or something like that.
Yeah, because once you disassociate, then sometimes it stays repressed for so long until something triggers it.
Right.
And so all this stuff started triggering it, and I remembered, like, stuff that happened in high school. Because I've had several things happen to me.
Really?
Yes.
I'm going to say a lot of females probably have. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because most of them don't tell about it. You know what I mean? Like, they just, everybody's scared. But it's like, no, you need to talk about it because that's not how it's supposed to be.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you don't like somebody or whatnot. I mean, they're not supposed to be able to do what they touch you or, you know what I'm saying? Like
right.
That. Yeah. Yeah,
definitely.
It needs to be brought up. It needs to be talked about.
Yeah.
People that's in that situation need to really say, okay, I'm getting out and I'm going to get help. And yeah.
Right. Right. A lot of women, and not just women. I mean, children, men. I mean, I mean, there's actually a lot of men that it happens to. A lot of it is just shame, victim blaming, blaming yourself. Like, did I put myself in this situation, you know?
Right, in that position.
Right.
Yeah.
But actually, looking at my notes, let's see. Every 68 seconds, someone in the U.S. is sexually assaulted. And
so there's been almost five since we started the podcast.
Yeah. Right.
That's crazy to think about.
Right.
I mean.
And that's the thing about sexual assault is it's not always just rape. I mean, it even comes to the point of, like, if someone's just pressuring you. I mean, that's
part of it.
If they're just pressuring you, you know, because a lot of women don't want to say no, or or they freeze, you know. So.
See, that's what, too, I know. I mean, there's, like, so many drugs and stuff out there now, like people putting their drinks.
Yeah, that happened to me.
Did it really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was in Auburn with one of my good friends at the time and her boyfriend. We went to Auburn just to homecoming, just to, like, party.
Yeah, just go have fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we, you know, were kind of bar hopping, and it was right when I got there, and this guy came up to me, and he was talking to me, and he was very good looking and kind of had the frat boy type look, you know, because this was when I was probably, like, 24, 25, something like that. And so we were talking, and he offered to buy me a drink, and I don't know why, because I've never done it before. I let him get it and bring it to me. And so I took the shot, and I remember being on the dance floor and dancing for, like, 5 minutes maybe. And the next thing I know, I am and I just barely remembered it. It's just, like, that was the only memory that I had.
Right, yeah.
Let me grab something to drink. And so the next thing that I know, I am sitting on the sidewalk like this. And the police are coming up to me and they're like, you can't sit here. You know, you gotta go. We don't want to arrest you, or, you know, whatever. Cause they just thought I was drunk.
Right. Yeah. We don't need you, like, laying out here.
Right.
Throwing up. Yeah. Oh yeah.
And so these sweet girls, you know, us girls, we always try to protect each other in those situations. They come up to me and they were like, sweetie, you know, you got to go. We don't want you to get in trouble. And she said, who are you here with? And do you know where they're at? And I was like, no, I didn't even know where I was. And I was like, no. And I was able to tell her, like, Candace. And she got my phone and apparently called. And so the next thing I know, I wake up in a bed, pitch black room. And the first thing I do is check to make sure I have clothes on, you know? And then I said, Candace. And she was like, what? And I was like, oh, my God, how did I get here, you know? And I didn't realize it at the time. And, like, I went to the bathroom. I was just kind of, like, freaking out. And
so it blacked you out almost.
Blacked me out. And it's not like a where you kind of – you, when you're drinking and you kind of get, like, super.
Yeah, like, if somebody reminded you of, like, do you remember jumping?
Then you remember. Or
what? Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And where it kind of refreshes you.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah, man, I was in bad shape at that point, you know?
But this was just total blackout. And so I just went back to sleep. And that's the thing. It wasn't like the drunk thing, like we were talking about. It was more like the next day. Like, you know how, like, when you take Benadryl and you're groggy feeling?
Tired, yeah.
Yeah, it was like that the next day, not like a hangover.
Right, where you can't hardly hold your eyes open.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I started talking to them about it, and I was like, you know, what happened? They were like, you were just gone. We didn't know where you went. You were right there dancing, and then you were gone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so I put two and two together then. And I was like, did I get drugged, you know? And, but at the time, like, there's things I wish that I would have done now. But at the time, I just wasn't sure about it. And so I didn't really do anything. Like, thinking back about it now, I could have went to that bar, looked at the cameras and everything like that. Like, it almost makes me wish now that the police could have arrested me. So then they would know my story.
They would have had some kind of,
Because I don't even.
Investigation or something.
Right. Because I don't even know what his name was. Like, it just happened so, so fast.
God, that's scary.
Yes. And so I don't know, like, what happened in between that time. I don't feel like anything actually happened. And so I don't know if, like, when he took me out of the bar, if maybe I started freaking out, you know, because obviously he just left me, you know.
Yeah, you may have been being drugged, and you're not the person that's a druggie.
Right.
I mean, it might, like, you might not even been able to stand up.
Right.
You know?
And I'm a fighter, and so it makes me wonder if I was like, get the fuck away from me, you know? So I don't know.
You might have, because I have a feeling I would, like, panic, you know, because I'm, I don't know, I'm one of those people that's real bad claustrophobic and stuff. Like, I would have been like, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, something's not right. You know, I can't breathe.
But, right. Yeah,
I just don't see the, I mean, again, I can't process it. I just don't see the fun in that. Like, if I was to drug somebody and have sex with them or something.
Yeah.
Even,
what
fun is that?
Yeah, they're laying there.
Right. I mean, surely God, you wouldn't brag about it.
I don't know.
I mean, you know, it's like, I don't know. I just don't get that, to be honest with you.
I don't either. But I think a lot of it is just control. Just having that control. I don't think it's actually anything to do with sex, because they could have sex with anybody. I mean, especially like an attractive guy like he was.
Yeah.
I mean,
like at a party or something. I mean, he could have found somebody. Yeah.
Right. But I think it's all about just control and manipulation and
being,
you know,
in charge, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. And these people are predators. And so they enjoy the game, they enjoy the hunt. It's not. Yeah, it's just, it's not even anything to do with sex, really, I don't think.
You could even, I mean, you don't even know that somebody might not have, like, an allergic reaction to something or...
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I just don't, I don't know, I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's hard to process.
Yeah, it's awful. It really is. So that was one, that was the most recent thing that happened.
And you're about 25 then?
Yeah, I think so. And I got mad at myself for letting him buy the drink. I was like, I'm a fucking idiot, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't my fault. Like, I accepted that.
We'll be right back.
If you're wanting to shop Guess Who merchandise or maybe create your own, check out addisondesigns.us. They have everything from hats, shirts, koozies, coasters, you name it, they make it. Check them out, addisondesigns.us. Don't forget to use the promo code GUESS2. Receive 10% off. Check them out.
Well, see, if you think about it, though, even in me and my wife and another couple went to Nashville not long ago.
I love Nashville.
I bought fireball shots for a lot of people, you know, and things, and... You know, like, I just wanted everybody to have fun. You know?
Yeah, because you don't think that way, right, so it did not even cross your mind.
There were two people in one place we went into. There were two people. The bar was packed.
Yeah.
And this man, I'm assuming, like, his girlfriend, maybe his wife or whatever, they said, I was just kind of, you know, not the tallest person in the world, so I was trying to kind of get the bartender's attention.
Yeah.
And they just moved out of the way. They were like, here, you know, get right up here. I was like, y'all drink Fireball? They're like, yeah. I said, I'm buying shots. Give me two more. You know,
I need to go out with you.
So we ended out.
You want to go to Nashville?
Hey, we are ready to go back. But they ended up coming over. But, you know, they saw me get them. Actually, I think they helped me carry some of them. Or whatever.
Right.
You know, it's like a, man, that's the last thing, like, on my mind. You know what I mean? Even, like, in the younger years, you know, we all guys
with hormones raging.
You know, yes. You're a player. You know, we're going to this party. We'll be pick up girls. You know, whatever it's like. I wouldn't want to pick them up that way.
No, right. No. Right. It doesn't.
And most of the time, all the guys ride back home together.
They didn't get none.
And it's like, well, it was a failed trip. You know, we ain't going back to Crane Hill again. That's a long way. You know?
Right. Right.
Or you might get there and there's a bunch of men. You know?
It's a sausage party.
And everybody's just having fun, you know?
Right.
Like, okay, this is all right. Right. Know, or whatever. But
where are the girls? Because, I mean, that's just the way men are wired. You right, know, yeah. Like, you were, like, basically men were made to reproduce. You know, right. That's... They, you know, not that like that, that's all on their mind.
Oh, I know exactly what you're saying. Like, yeah, that's what.
But I mean, it's just how we're wired. So, or y'all are wired.
And, yeah. And most men I know are like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
But, yeah. I would say like, yeah, whenever you go to those parties and stuff, really back in our day, not a whole lot happened anyway.
Mm-mm.
You might get a telephone number.
Yeah.
Or something. You know what I'm saying? It's like.
Yeah.
Very little of, hey, you want to come back to mom and dad's?
Right.
You know, it's
more like. Sneak in my bedroom. Yeah.
It's more like a, you just went and got some number. You might even meet somebody, you know, or whatever. Right. But.
Yeah. Yeah, because we didn't have all the apps. Like, we had to actually meet people.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I've been around, like, people that's, like, 18 years old, 17, 18 years old, that'll tell me they're, like, talking to somebody. Oh, yeah, I'm talking to her. Oh, really? Yeah. She's pretty nice. Yeah, we've been Snapchatting a lot. It's like, that's not talking. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, they text. They snap. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Back when me and you text, you had to hit the A or the 1 3 times to get a C. You know what I mean? Yes. And it's like, yeah, yeah.
On the Nokias?
Yes. Yeah. The blue phone. I think people like blue or orange.
Yeah. You could buy the covers for them at the mall, you know, in the kiosk. Oh, yeah. I had a cherry one. I had sparkly ones.
We were big time. I mean.
We were badass. Yeah,
yeah, we was.
Yeah.
But like people, there's so much like it's easy for people. Like things are so available nowadays, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's where, you know, predators and pedophiles, they do a lot of grooming. Mm-hmm. That way.
Online, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
The world we're living in, growing up kids, is the scariest it's ever been, I think.
Yeah.
You know, that's like talking, you know, any guest I have come on, I kind of start studying a little bit, so I'm not just, you know, blind about it or whatever. But,
yeah.
I mean, I was listening today to a bunch of, like, videos. And it would be like a school teacher showed up to somebody's house. It was like, hey, and it would happen. The mother or the other lady that's hired, maybe a detective, would say, hey, this is, you know, well, you know, it'll be $100 or whatever. And, you know, it's her birthday. And one guy even brought like her a present and lingerie for a girl that just turned 12.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, of course, they come in and it's kind of like the Chris Hansen, but it's like the newer version of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like 12 years old. If you think a 12-year-old is good looking and like you're attracted to them, you don't need a tool.
Yeah.
You need to be castrated. I mean, that's just the way it is.
I think they should be. I wouldn't mind them all dying. That's why I have my
wood chipper.
I started to wear my shirt that said dead men don't rape. But a lot of men get offended about that, but I'm not saying all men.
No,
I'm just saying
no,
bad
just
guys.
That's right. It's just read the lines.
Yeah.
You know, dead men don't rape. Right. You know, do you rape? No. Okay, well, you're
stay good.
Alive.
We won't kill you.
Yeah. And I was even watching some of these, and it was like, not only are these men and stuff interested in girls, little girls, some of them are interested in boys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what you think about. First thing that pops in my mind whenever I think about, like, somebody going to sexual assault somebody, rape somebody, or, you know, pedophile or whatever, I think about small girls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, they're just automatically. But there's as many that likes boys.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, that's what it blew my mind, you know.
Let's see.
See, and I have a daughter and a son, so now I'm going to walk them up to their 30, I think.
Mm-hmm. You know? It really is scary.
It is, and it's the world we live in. And, you know, it's like me and you was talking about, I know Ohio's like the top place for this or whatever, but, I mean, like you were saying earlier.
For the sex trafficking?
Yeah, the sex offenders and stuff. I mean, there's apps and stuff, and you pull it up, and, hell, you get to looking on there, and they might be 12 within a mile.
Yeah.
You know, and it could be people you knew or not. Right. You know, yeah, it's scary.
And that's the thing is you can't, like, all these people are different. It's not just the creepy old man next door. It's people that look like you, you right. know. I mean, it's.
It's teachers.
It's teachers. It's yeah. police officers. You see teachers and police officers getting arrested more. If you just, like, I would Google just teacher arrests, you know, sexual assault. And then I would do it and by the date. And so within like over the week that or over a weekend, I think there was 17 pages.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Of just, just nonstop. I have some of it on my Instagram. I would put videos together and do like,
we need to make sure we talk about your Instagram stuff. Cause you got a lot of stuff on there about the, you know, this topic.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of my stuff is angry.
It's okay,
like
though.
you get to a point. Well, I think that the anger is what
it pisses
gets
you off.
People to start doing something, you know,
right, yeah.
That anger gets you motivated and you're like, fuck these motherfuckers, that's you know? Yeah.
If he ain't living, then he ain't raping.
Right.
Or he ain't molesting or yeah.
Right.
Like you was talking about too with these sites and stuff. I mean, you can be watching. We recently deleted YouTube off our TVs. My son, he likes to watch the scary stuff. Lil Kate watches dances, you know, people dance and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's okay. But people don't, you know, it's like all of a sudden it's this dirty language. And then it's, you know, oh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not like me and you.
You know, we're adults. Yeah. You know what I mean? And my kids don't listen to the podcast. You know what I'm saying? It's like, right. We're adults, you know? But a lot of this stuff on YouTube and stuff is not fitting to watch.
Right.
I mean, it's not. You know, it's. And we were watching one night, and it was like these two girls, and it was the rich girl and the poor girl. And the next thing you know, the rich girl, she calls the poor girl, and she's just a bitch. You know, and it's like, whoa, 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 turn right. that. What the heck is that?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah, I mean, they do. They almost scheme these children into these things. And then I feel like there's like little hidden clips because we don't pay attention to it because it's stupid to us.
Yes. You know, oh my God. YouTube gets on my nerves
right,
so
yeah.
bad.
It's stupid to us.
Yes.
You know, like listen to these Roblox characters, carry on story, you know, or whatever. And the next thing you know,
Minecraft.
Billy's in the school and he's shooting everything. You know what I mean? It's like,
right.
yeah, no, I just don't. Oh,
and it's almost like they slip in it. It'll be like, good video, good video, good video. And then something bad.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And kids are very easily, like, influenced.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, like, the first, like, I think I read somewhere it's like the first 8 years of your life, like, that will influence lot of your personality, a lot of decisions you make, you know.
I guarantee you. I mean, we didn't have that.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I watched Tom and Jerry and...
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like,
yes, I was playing with Barbies up until I was 13 years old.
See, I was a toy player for a long time.
Yeah.
I had my.
Did you keep it a secret? Like,
yes,
you
I
got
did.
So much I didn't
And then I remember me and a couple of my buddies. One time they come to the house and I actually went upstairs and my whole closet was basically a farm. I had the barns, I had the farm animals, I had the tractors, my vehicles. You know, I had a couple of people out there. And I'll never forget, I ran upstairs and I shoved all that stuff against the wall and I started pulling hanging clothes down, like covering it all up. And then
throwing them at the bottom of your closet.
You know, and then later on, they were like, well, that's a pretty cool tractor. And I remember one of them like pushing it around on the ground. We were probably like 11.
Yeah.
You know, and then I was like, I got a lot more stuff like that. I could put my farm back together in the closet.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like, yeah.
We go back to play.
Let's play.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You still have them. You still have a closet stuck
yeah.
with your stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, kids grow up too fast nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Every kid's got a phone in front of their face. And I don't know. I don't think it's good.
My husband, he doesn't want our kids to have phones at all. I was like, man, once they get like as old as possible, he doesn't want them to. But I'm like, okay, yeah. Once they get 16 and they're driving, they got to, you
well,
know?
Now it's a double-edged sword, though, because if you have a child at somebody's house, yes. I would love for her to be able to text me and be like,
anytime, right?
Right, yeah. I don't know. I just don't feel right here. Something, you know, come get me or.
And
you know
that
I mean?
Is important.
Very important. Yeah.
Do you get worried about your kids spending the night with people that you don't? Well, you know everybody around
right.
here.
I know most of the people. Leah Kate will only spend the night with like her Gigi or if
right.
my mother comes by and stays the night and or something like that, or she would stay with them, you know, like several people, but. Most time we have kids at our house.
Yeah.
You know, and it makes me feel good to know that they trust everything. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, it's like, oh, Whitney will text me. Then she's getting out of, you know, she's in getting in trouble or, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right. But,
and see, that's what with me, I had to basically like, I never had a, I only, there's three of us, six cousins. There's basically nine boys that grew up. You know, to
get, yeah, I can't together. Keep up with all y'all. I just know there's a bunch of Gibbs guys. Mm-hmm. Gibbs guys.
So the girl thing, I had to kind of get used, I guess, kind of get used to, you know. But like, Leah Kate had like a spend night party. She had like five girls that come spend the night. And my wife, though, I mean, honestly, she is one of those people that's like, I'll tell you what I'll do. You know, that way they won't get scared. You sleep in the chair, which I do anyway. And I'll put them on an air mattress and they all sleep in here on mm-hmm. this air mattress and somebody gets scared, boom, right there you are.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And stuff like when little boys, I would have been like, hey, you know, let's go throw a tent in the backyard while I sleep there. I'll build a fire. You know what I mean? But like with a daughter, it's been a brand new like thing with me.
And mm-hmm.
I'm like really, I study people out. I would definitely study them out before I let them go.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of people I'd let her spend time with.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there is a lot of good people around.
Right. See, you know, we live in Elmont now. We just have started meeting people. So
meeting
people, yeah. You kind of, I mean, I don't know. I've taught my kids, like, even though they're young, you know, and I've told them, if anybody touches you, if anybody, you know, creeps you out, whatever, then, you know, tell me.
Call me, text me, or start right. crying, say you want to go home or right. something. Yeah. That's what even that night I told them, you know, because Whitney and Walker went to sleep in the bed. And I said, look, if one of y'all wakes up, wake Leah Kate up, which is my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She'll wake me up. I'll stand at the hallway, and you and Leah Kate can go to the restroom or whatever. I'm real yeah. funny about that. I feel like especially with like girls and stuff, I feel like everything should be like real private. Does that
yeah.
make sense?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and that's one thing I had to get used to with having a daughter was changing diapers and this kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, I just feel
where
like
you open the diaper and you're like, where did it go?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, wait. It's not supposed to have anything like, there.
I'm like, you know, I feel like, for a girl, I feel like it's very personal early too. Like I don't know how to explain it really. Like I feel like little girls shouldn't, like my wife should take her to the bathroom if she needed help.
Yeah.
Or if they're going to take a bath, my wife guard the door, like
right.
me nowhere in sight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like
right.
I just feel like that. Girls, it should be very personal with them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Right.
Like on that kind of stuff.
Yeah, my husband, I usually give my daughter, because I have four boys and one girl.
Mm-hmm.
And the little girl is actually a twin and obviously a boy. And so I would tell people I couldn't have a little girl unless a boy was attached.
You might be rolling in out the Gibbses now, you know?
Yeah.
It was, I think it was like 88 years or something before there was a girl born in my family.
I knew that it was a lot. Let's
yes.
see. Your brother, was he the
Adam.
First? He had
mm-hmm.
twins, right?
Mm-hmm. That was the first girls in like 82 or 88 years. It was a long
That's
time.
Crazy.
And now it's like, I guess it'd be pretty close to being divided.
Yeah.
You know, on that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
As me and you was talking about with like the trafficking stuff. I know, but I was watching. Of course, I was listening and watching whatever and this and that. But I mean, like, there's a lot of parents that will actually, they're so addicted to drugs. They're, maybe they don't have work. That will actually pawn their kids out for sex acts.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, like, and a guy told me not long ago, he said, you know, he said, when I was actually talking about you coming on, he said, you know what's funny about that? Well, it's not funny, but do you know what's the truth about that? That's the person you see that says they can't afford anything. They go to the gas station, buy two packs of cigarettes. Mm-hmm. It's $9 a pack and a Monster energy drink.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's the kind of.
Right. It's but they're like, not taking care of, they're selling their children. You right. know?
It's like, get your priorities straight. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I couldn't even imagine. I mean, like. And you know, I was telling you too about like watching some of this stuff from like other countries or whatever. You know, I mean, there's like dads and stuff that will sell their organs to get their family across the border.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the organ trafficking stuff.
Yeah, see, I've never looked. It's barbaric. I didn't really even know that was a thing until you mentioned it.
Oh, it's barbaric. They go into some kind of rinky dink. What they basically done is like. Like say in Mexico, they've hired this doctor or a surgeon or whatever. And then like,
one of those sketchy ones.
It's yeah. barbaric. I mean, it really yeah. looks like some kind of like a camp place or something like where they are.
Yeah.
And even like their operating room's just like a bed. And I mean, people are willing to like give their life up, get their family across the border.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's the craziest thing I've ever. I mean, that's how bad it is over there.
Right.
You know, with that kind of stuff. It is. It sucks. It's terrible.
Right. I mean, you have people like that that are, you know, selling their organs mm-hmm. to protect their family. And then you have the other people who are selling their children you know?
Right, yeah. Hey, my daughter's 12. She's blonde. You know, it's like, you need to be shot, man.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
If that's what you think and feel, mm-hmm. yeah, you need to be shot. Yeah.
And the foster care system is really bad about the child sex trafficking.
Really?
And sexual assault. Let's see. Children in foster care are four times more likely to be assaulted than a child that's not. If they're in a group home, they're 28 times more likely to be assaulted. Yeah. So.
I mean, that's 28 out of 100. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty high statistic. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you think about it, especially children, too, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Yeah. And, let's see, I have the, okay, you know, we talked about the every 68 seconds.
Yeah.
It said, and this was from rain.org. I like to write down where I'm getting my information that people can, I like to look up
search
stuff.
It up. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. I'm not going to just trust what somebody, you know,
right, yeah.
what somebody says. but of the 68 seconds, then every 9 minutes, that victim is a child. So, how long have we been talking now?
32 minutes. So there's been three children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That have been assaulted.
What?
It's heartbreaking.
Like, oh, it is. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, what could you do? I mean, like, do you think they're doing enough? Or do you think, like, there's more that they could do?
No,
or?
I think the system has failed.
It's
just a failure. I mean, they're putting these children... And what's crazy to me is they'll take kids out of a certain situation and basically they're putting them back into
it. Right, into something else.
Because these are, you know, these are groomers. These are people who want that. And then you got a lot of them that are just doing it for the money, you know. So the foster care system is heartbreaking. I don't know if you saw, you probably did, you know, that family that had like the 12 kids and they had them locked up and all malnutrition. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. I remember. I've seen a lot of that kind of stuff just watching interrogations. Like,
yeah. Well, what happened was they were all about saving them Well, they put them all in foster care. They split them up. They put them in foster care. And then a lot of the girls were sexually assaulted. And, you know, they didn't, nobody checked on them to make sure that they were okay. They were supposed to have somebody, like, take care of their money and, you know, everything. And
didn't.
They just.
Kind of pass it off, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
There's so many cases. I guess there's probably not enough people to, like, cover it. That's one thing that's a big problem, too. It's like, even with the school shootings and stuff, it's like, we can hire all these extra IRS people, but we can't put more security at schools.
Right.
Are you shitting me?
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, mm-hmm. My God, the kids are the future of the country.
Yeah.
You know? And
right.
I really feel like in a lot of cases, even, you know, like that kind of stuff, that they're almost outnumbered. I think it would, I can't remember, it was something 70,000 or something like. And that, I think that's just within like a couple of states or something.
70,000.
Like people that's being, or like children that's being like basically sold.
Oh, to have sex, yeah.
And that kind of stuff. I mean, 70,000 shouldn't even be worldwide.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, when there was
one is too many. You
that's
know?
Right. Yeah. One's
so
too many.
70,000.
Right, yeah. 70,000. I mean, yeah. That's a lot. I mean, you think about where me and you went to school, there's 1,000 from K to 12.
Really?
I didn't know. There's always right around 960 to 1,002 or something. I mean, you got to think 70 of our school. That's a bunch of people.
70 of our school. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I think that may be daily. It's something crazy. I mean, it's like, but you could go to like an Alabama football game and there's 100,000 people there. Just mm-hmm. think that's how many kids it's like out there that's being sold and stuff.
Right.
And not even counting what goes on at the border.
Right.
You know, I mean, like the border's terrible. I mean, there's basically a lot of these people are trying to find better for themselves and they're basically pawning their kids out to be sexually whatever, just to be able to get a little money just to come on in, you know? And a lot of the, like drug, like people that single parents on drugs. I mean, get your shit together.
Right.
You know, and you can't even, I can't process it. I know I've said that like 10 times this podcast, but it's like, you really should look this stuff up. I mean, like, really see what's going on. Watch your kid. Make sure they're not one of the next victims. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think that this topic, I think a lot of times it makes people uncomfortable, mm-hmm. you know? And so they almost want to just shut it,
shut it down, right?
Okay. Yeah. Just don't think about it. You know, and then you don't have to worry about, you know.
Right, yeah. And see, that's what they'll talk about, too. They'll say, well, you know, like a lot of stuff you hear, you're like, well, hell, that was in Ohio. But it happens right here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it
everywhere.
Happens, yeah, it happens all the way around, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of times, too, I feel like it's a lot of the people, like, kids would trust. Might be like a neighbor, a family member.
It is. The majority of sexual assaults, and especially with children, are someone, you know, like there's not as many stranger rapes as you think there. Yeah, it's mostly an acquaintance of somebody. And I think the reason for that is because if it's a friend of a friend, you're going to feel comfortable and you're going to trust them. And that's where they take
advantage.
Yeah.
Well, see, I've heard of even like somebody will have like a nice car. Hey, you want to go ride? Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and then next thing you know, something's happened. I mean, like kids are very easily influenced.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? Yeah. And it's just a.
And I think children are just naturally trusting. It's that innocence.
They are. Yeah. It's very innocent.
Because they're innocent. So they don't think that people are like that. That's why it's so important. I mean, you don't want to just terrify your kids, but it happens so often. You have to talk to them about it.
And it's getting more common. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's as common as cornbread.
Like we're talking about schools, police officers. I mean,
yeah.
It's like, where can you send your children that you trust, you know?
Right.
I feel like you can't send them anywhere without worrying about that. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Alabama Horseshoe Pitchers Association is currently accepting new members and looking for participants. If you think that's something you might would be interested in, check them out via Facebook or website. Just type in that search engine, Alabama Horseshoe Pitchers Association. You can find all your rules and regulations there. Maybe you're just starting out. Maybe you've been playing a long time. It's all handicapped, so you're not going to have a newcomer playing against a veteran. So everything's matched up to where everything is fair. That's a great group of guys over there. If you're into horseshoes and you want to be yelling ringer, go check it out.
Yeah, it don't. I don't know. It's a crazy world we live in nowadays.
It really is.
I just don't remember this stuff happening like way back when.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
my mom, she was very big about protecting me. And she told me about, you know, don't ever let anybody touch you, blah, 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 blah. And so I was terrified of being kidnapped when I was little. Terrified. Terrified that I was going to. I used to have the same nightmare over and over again. Remember on Back to the Future where they're in the parking lot? Yeah, and that's whenever they're first doing the car, you know, and they're at the mall in that empty parking lot. Yeah. I still get the creeps from seeing that.
Really?
Because in my dream, I had it so many times. Me and my mom were in that parking lot. We were in a dark mall parking lot, and we were walking to our car, and this van, because isn't there a van on there that rushes through?
Golly, there's so many of them.
I remember there is.
Western one really good.
It would be on the first one, but I think there is a van that comes up. So in my dream, the van come up and snatched me. And or the people in the van come up and snatched me. And I looked, like in my baby cry, I looked out the window and I saw my mom fall to her knees just crying.
Oh,
and then I would always wake up. It was, and I would have that dream all the time.
Yeah, that's scary.
I mean, enough to where it's burned into my memory, you know? But I was always weary of people, and I don't think that that's a bad thing to teach
your children. Either. I mean, you really need to, like, know people.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not just like, oh, okay, well, they just moved in next door. You can go play.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, no.
Right.
We were, this is so funny because I've got to where I don't write anything down now because stuff comes to me, but it's a true story. My grandmother lived in Gunnersville, and I can kind of get you, it's kind of hard to explain, but if you were going towards Gunnersville State Park before you actually, whenever you went over like the railroad, before you went over the railroad tracks, you took a left like you were going to take 431
like
or whatever.
Like after the bridge?
If you, let's see, if you go 69 down,
mm-hmm.
take that left on 431,
mm-hmm.
there'll be a car wash. It's an old San Ann thing on the right. It was a car. It's a car wash now. It was an old San Ann gas station or something.
Yeah.
But on the left, I think it's a Fuel City now, but it was a Conoco back then. It had the orange, you know, light brown. My grandmother lived, if you crossed over 431, she was like two houses towards the big bridge.
Okay.
what happened was we went, me and Matt and Adam, all three walked over there. I guess Adam was probably about 12, I'd say 12 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he saved my life, honest God.
Really?
Yeah, huh? So we go into this gas station. We've all got like a dollar a piece, which is a lot of money for back then.
Yeah, because what would that, when would
that
would
have been
at?
Like 91.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So we end up going to this gas station, and we'd done this 100 times. I mean, you know. And I don't remember traffic on 431 being like it is now.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like things were a lot simpler back then. But we went into the gas station, and I wanted some bubble tape gum. And it was like a, it might have been like 89 cents or something, but it was going to go over a dollar.
Yeah.
So Adam, being the oldest one, was like, no, you can't get that. You got to get something else, you know. So back then, too, you could buy like a sun drop for like 29 cents.
Yeah, 32 cents. Yeah. Let me just tell you, in high school, my mom would give me $20 for the weekend. I could buy 32 cent sun drops, get $10 in gas, and have enough money for weed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just for the week.
Yeah. And he told me, he said, just need to get a sun drop and pick out something different. So this guy comes in, and you know, you can like make your hands into where it sounds like a train whistle.
Yes.
You know, like the.
Yes.
I can't do it.
Yeah. My father-in-law, I think, can do that. Okay. Yeah.
And he wasn't around Gunnersville in 1991, was he?
No.
No. But this guy started playing this, and I remember I still had the bubble tape in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts playing. But he can move his fingers around. He's playing like little songs or whatever. Well, as a kid, you get interested.
Yeah.
In it. You know what I mean? It's like, this dude's making music with his hands, you know, cause.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, he takes the bubble. Adam says, put the bubble tape up. Cause I feel like Adam was always like more of the one that was kind of like, this guy's creepy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I was at the age where the guy could have told me to get in his van with a candy, and by God, I'd have been in there.
Right.
You know, gone. I probably wouldn't have been doing this podcast now.
Right. You know?
But true story, he started playing on his hands, and Adam like went to like snatch the bubble tape from me. And I think we were actually just fixing to leave because the guy wouldn't leave us alone in the store. And next thing I know, he puts the bubble tape in my pocket and just says, be quiet. Don't worry about it. You know, now you can get whatever you want.
In your, like, front pocket?
In my front pocket. He put the bubble tape in my pocket. Mm. So Adam reaches in there, pulls the bubble tape back out, and I remember him just tossing it out of the shelf. This is something I'll never forget. I can almost replay it. Go back in the store and show you where we were standing. And the guy's like, what are you doing, man? I mean, he said, I'll tell you what, and this is no lie. And you always hear about the white van with the damn can.
Yes.
That's what this dude was.
Really?
No shit. Yeah. And he says, he said, I got a lot of that kind of stuff in my van or whatever you want to go. And he grabs me by the arm, starts heading out the door with me.
Holy shit. So you're technically a victim as well.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we get close to the door, and I remember Adam had a hold of one of my arms and the guy had a hold of the other one, which they're playing tug of war. You've got a man that's probably.
God.
He was like a sandy blonde. He was, now looking back, I could still remember his face. I would say he would have been like a early 40s maybe. Mm-hmm. And we were heading out the door, and the lady behind the register said, do y'all know him? And Adam said, no, we don't know him. We don't know him. And the guy let go, and he took off running and jumped his van and hauled ass.
Oh,
I'll never forget.
God.
We come out of that store. We didn't have nothing. We are $3. We ran back to my grandmother's. They went up there, and that was before cameras.
Right.
Before they had the cameras and everything. And I remember my grandmother, like, watched for a long time because you could see that store from her house.
Yeah, see if he'd come back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, back then, I was like a very light-headed, blonde-haired kid, blue-eyed, you know, and all that was going on where people were, like, trying to find, like, blonde hair, blue eyed, boys or whatever. Yeah, I would have probably, honest God, I mean,
he was
going to get me.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt. That's the only time I guess I've ever been in that situation where I was, but I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
Like, really.
Did it make you more cautious after that? Do you remember?
Yeah. And I remember even like, if we went to Walmart or something, we sat in the parking lot while the parents went in, you know, those were different times.
Yeah.
You know, I just remember being like, doors locked, right? Doors are locked, ain't they? You know, I mean, like, just nervous about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's been 32 years ago.
Golly.
You know, because I was probably, I'm going to say I was about six or seven, you know?
See, the twins are seven. I just couldn't imagine.
I mean, like, he was, there's no doubt he wasn't good.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't, no.
I think it's one. I've got it written down. I think it's one out of nine boys.
It's boys versus girls.
Okay, no. And some of the websites are a little different. One will say 1 in 4, one will say 1 in 5, you know, right, but it's still right there close, together. Yeah. And so on
like
the
you
range,
said, if it's one, that's too damn mean.
Right.
You know, yeah.
So on that rain.org that I was looking at, 1 in 9 girls under the age of 18, and then 1 in 53 boys. But that's still a lot.
That's a bunch.
Yeah.
you're talking about a child.
Just an innocent baby.
I mean, just a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's why I want to kill these motherfuckers.
I wish
I'm gonna end up doing it one day and just go, yeah, you had this premeditated. You are gone.
I think on like Super Bowl Sunday, the halftime show should be, yeah, well, this guy right here is a pedophile. He's a repeat offender.
Yeah.
And we're going to show you what it looks like when he goes through his wood chipper. You know what I mean?
Like, yes. Oh, like in the old days where everybody would bring their families and have picnics at hanging, you know? Like, mm-hmm. Let's go to the hanging today. Yeah. I mean, you could run around and play while you watch somebody.
They should be. And I was watching something where they were talking. One of the guys comes in and they've got him set up. They're fixing to arrest him. And he says, well, me and my wife, we don't really get intimate together, and I've been real depressed. What do you think you're fixing to this 12-year-old girl? You're going to screw her whole damn life up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Poor pitiful you that you got married and you can't get no sex. My God, divorce her and go find you another woman your age.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, leave the kids alone.
Right.
I mean, that chaps me bad.
Yeah. I don't know. It breaks my heart. It really does.
It's sad. It's sickening. I mean, mm-hmm. It really is sickening. In my opinion, rape and, you know, sexual assaults, molesting kids, that's murder.
Yes.
That these people have to live with.
Absolutely. Because the PTSD, I mean, it affects your circulatory system, your,
trust issues.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Just...
substance abuse, you know, because they're trying to numb that pain. You just do whatever you can to numb the pain.
Just kind of try to block that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I really feel like those people are murdered, but they're having to live at the same time. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people, too, you'll hear them say, well, I never got married because I always felt bad of what happened to me. And, you know what I mean? It's like,
because sex is supposed to be enjoyable.
Right.
Especially with your husband or wife. I mean,
right, two people that love each other.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be like, okay, well, she don't want to, but I'm on, you know what I mean? Yeah, no.
Well, and for the survivors, it's like they get deprived of that. I mean, you know that's always got to be in the back of their mind.
Yeah, for sure. I know it would be.
And then a lot of survivors, it usually goes one way or another. But a lot of them become hypersexual, you know, because
they know they make money doing it. And,
yeah. Or just, you know, just sleeping around or whatever, you know. And I think a lot of that is just they don't feel good about, you know,
by like themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their self-esteem's very low at this point.
And
yeah.
Then they're like, and I don't know this for sure. This is just what, you know, I've gathered. But and then I think they're like, well, this is what I'm
this
good
is normal.
For, you know? Right. Yeah, this is normal. Yeah, this is normal.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, folks, it's not.
No.
I got a wife I love to death. I'd probably get, my God, I wouldn't trade her for nobody. Like, I mean, the best wife in the world. And I got blessed. I mean, like, getting her. You know what I mean? Like, and
that's so sweet.
Well, I mean, it's true. Because I've even kidding.
You believe in soulmates? I believe in soulmates.
Yeah, I do too. I know I'm where I'm supposed to be. Yeah. And like I'll kid the guys at work or whatever, and I'll be like, you know what? She's wanting me to do that. I'm like, I'm just going to tell her, pack her bags. Whatever they're like,
right.
If you're going to tell her that, you need to be in the, like a mental asylum because you got a good wife.
Right.
You know, but I'm always joking, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I was blessed to be able to, and like, you know, I was raised and, I mean, I get parents and, you know, having two older brothers always helps because I feel like they were always kind of like, I would date her, you know, or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. I just feel like I don't know. I had a bad feeling about her or something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like a.
Right. Do you get worried if your wife goes out at night by herself? Does it scare you?
It depends. We had a little incident.
But you're so. This area is just every, you know, every.
Oh, yeah, right here around Bailiffs and stuff. No, I would trust walking from 65 home. You know what I mean? Like, I just trust that. But
yeah.
We were at what is that place? Jones Valley in Huntsville,
mm-hmm.
where the Dick's and all that is, Target.
Yeah. You know,
Whitney, if Whitney gets within 47 miles of a Target, we gotta go.
Oh, it is on.
I'm like, this ain't nothing but a souped up Walmart, you know?
Right.
So, we were there one time, and I'll never forget, I had to pee so bad. I was like, I've got to pee so bad. Lee Kate was probably about 4. We took off running up to the Dick's. Like, this is how bad I've got to pee. And I keep telling her, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to make it, you know?
And doing Whitney, a dance.
Oh, yeah, it's like a bad deal. So we get, I'm about to walk through the automatic doors of Dick's Sporting Goods, and Whitney calls me. And I answer it. Walker was about 3 or 4 months old. He was young. Mm-hmm. And, you know, women around, I mean, you just feel so comfortable around here. Even Huntsville, mm-hmm. I feel comfortable in Huntsville. And she was actually going to nurse Walker in the back while me and Lil' Kate ran into Dick's. I used the bathroom. I can't remember what I was going to get, some gobbles or something.
Yeah.
And she called me and she said, there's a vehicle that's like circling around the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I come back, there was no doubt this dude was like messed up bad. Tennessee tag. And when I come back to the vehicle, I had to go to passenger side first, and he was parked by the driver's side door. And I put Leah Kate in the car seat.
Mm-hmm.
And Whitney was in the back with Walker, you know, of course. And she said, I saw him like messing around with something. She said, I don't know what it was, but, and she said, he is, ever since y'all got out, he backed up. I don't know if he's supposed to try to steal the car. I don't know I'm in here or mm-hmm. what. But I'll never forget, like, making eye contact with him. And I was thinking, you're bad news.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just that vibe, you know?
Right.
And I ended up calling 911 and everything. And, mm-hmm. They sent some people out, but this dude, like, fled.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. As soon as he got kind of out of the parking lot, I got behind him. And, I mean, he was gone. He knew what was going on, I guess. But, yeah, I mean, It's that easy for one of them.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it's
absolutely,
they're preying on people. I mean, yeah. They see, they're out here like watching you.
Yeah.
They're watching what you do, you know?
Right. And you mm-hmm. don't even realize it.
No, you don't. And thank God that she saw that.
Yes.
You know, saw him kind of acting funny, you know?
Right. That's why it's important for, you know, be aware of your surroundings constantly.
I mean, you have to, yeah.
Park, like I always, like at night, I park right under a light.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm at the gas station, I'll pull into the middle lane. You know, that way I'm not on the edge and somebody could just drive up.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think of all that stuff. And I think a lot of that I've learned from true crime shows. Like, yeah. Like, I think that it's actually why I watch them. I think that's kind of what the subconscious thing is. Cause my husband's like, this is weird. I don't know why you watch this. But it's like, I think I'm watching it to keep from being
one of the victims.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Right. Mm-hmm. But there was one time when we were in Oklahoma, I had the twins and then Jack. And Jack was like 3. And then, so the twins were like 2.
Mm-hmm.
So I would do a lot of my grocery shopping at night. Sweet. Like, you could walk to Walmart from our house.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so yeah. I would do a lot of grocery shopping, like, in the evenings, you know, because I could not take all of them to get groceries. It was awful.
Oh, Lord. If it's like Walker by himself is, I want a toy. And
right.
So you get him a toy.
Right.
Know? Yeah.
But it was later, and this really creep. Now he's one of those where he's one of the creepy ones, you know.
Yeah.
He had long black hair and like long painted face, and he was just weird.
Mm-hmm.
And
he
come up to me and he said something, and I was walking away. I was just like, okay. And I was walking out the door, and this other guy comes up behind me. He said, keep walking, keep walking, keep walking. Don't stop, and, you know? And so I was like, fuck, this really is scary.
This happened.
So yeah. Then we get outside, and that dude just takes off. Like, he doesn't stay to make sure this guy doesn't mess with me.
Oh, so that might have been a trap. He might have been involved in it. Yeah. Like, he was going to try to help you.
I don't know. He was pretty scared, too. Like, he got in the car and took off. Yeah. And so I was loading the groceries up, like, as fast as I could. And I got on the phone with Justin. And he kind of started walking up towards me. And I was like, Justin, get up here, get up here, get up here now. And I was freaking out. And, like, he was on his way. And I called him, and I was like, where are you at? It's been forever. He was like, it was like 2 minutes after you called.
That year, yeah. It seemed like a while for you, though. Yeah.
So I was already home, or I had gotten home. And then he went up there to that parking lot. And the guy was out there. And he had a hoe handle, or Justin had a hoe handle.
Yeah, like something that would go on like a shelf, like a tool, like a replacement thing or something.
I guess that's, I don't know anything about tools. But he had one in the back of his truck. He told that man, he said, if I ever see you up here again, harassing women, talking to women, he said, I better not even see you up here again.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I will fucking kill you or beat the fuck. I can't remember what he said. And then.
Well, that might have saved when somebody else's life.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Yeah. Then when the guy was walking away, Justin chased him in the truck. He was like running. Yeah. We never saw him back. Because Justin had actually seen him around before. Right. He's one of those walkers, you know, walks everywhere. He never saw him again.
See, that's where men's got to be better about, I mean, don't be weird, don't be creepy or nothing, but I'll catch myself a lot of times one of our kids are asleep or something. We go somewhere or whatnot, and I just kind of survey the parking lot. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, just kind of watch for everybody else. I'm not going to get out and be like, hey, ma'am, I'm trying to help you. I'm going to make sure you get your car, all that. Cause that's weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would kind of,
but just kind of keep your head on a swivel. You know what I mean? You can kind of tell whenever somebody's about to be in.
Well, I mean, like where you get that feeling, yeah.
Right. Like you're putting your groceries in the trunk, and some guy runs up, grabs a hold of you, and like I see you fighting him, I automatically know something is not right.
Right,
you know
exactly,
what I mean? Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, as men, I just really feel like you need to keep your head on a swivel for all the women that's around. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Absolutely. Because, like, and what sucks about it is because we are weak. I mean, we are weaker. It's harder for us to fight back.
I'm not going to say you are weak, but I mean, like, as far as
we're not as physically strong.
Well, if you're not, like, if you take a man, okay, like me and you're sitting here.
Yeah.
And I was the one that was planning to attack you, and I get you off guard.
You're totally overpower me.
Right.
What am I going to do?
Right. You're not expecting it. So, I mean, it's like a... Yeah, I mean, yeah, I could
claw your fucking eyes out.
Well, I would hope so.
I may not do much. No,
I'll be laying out in the hospital going, good God Almighty. Yeah.
I told my kids I had saw it on something. If, like, somebody is attacking you, you can take your, like, thumb. You can make their eyeballs pop out of their head. You just push on it like that.
Yeah.
Yes. And then you can get away from them. So if you ever need to... protect yourself. Just
go for eyeballs.
Yes. Pop out them eyeballs.
See, I'm like Ted Nugent. That's a story I would love to read in the newspaper. It's like Amanda Kelly got attacked at Walmart. She was putting her buggy up. Two guys come up and they only found three eyeballs, but both of them missed their eyes. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I heard Ted Nugent say one time, he was talking to this news reporter about automatic weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And the news reporter's like, man,
them all. Ted Nugent, like from.
Oh, yeah, Ted Nugent, the band.
From Led Zeppelin?
No, he was just Ted Nugent. And, you know, he plays Strangeland and Cat Scratch Fever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, his views are. He could be the damn president.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a good one. I mean, he's one of those ones that's like, hey, you're a pedophile, we'll put you in a wood chipper. I mean, like, he's one of those kind of people. And he was telling this story. It was on like Dateline or something. It was on one of those kind of shows like that. And he was talking of this like 70-year-old woman that this man broke into her house.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually, I mean, he killed her. And he said, you know what made that story a lot better? He said, I'm just imagining a 72-year-old woman cooking at the stove, you know. Mm-hmm. And he said, she's got this little apron on. And he said, I would love to know the attacker came in, smacked her one good time, and she lands on her back on the floor. And he says she pulls up that apron, pulls out a 38 special, and pumps 7 shots into his chest.
Right.
He said, that's what I want to hear.
Yes. You know? Well, see, the thing about it is, I don't know if you saw that thing about it was a girl, Brittany, somebody, and here in Alabama, she was raped by an acquaintance, by her brother's friend, or whatever, and she shot him, and she's in jail. Well, I think she got out, but she got sent to prison for it.
See, and then that's
there was
fair.
No, and then there was another woman. She had been a child traffic victim or whatever.
Right.
And she, I guess it's one of those things where you're done. Right. And I think she stabbed him like 29 times. And then they said that was excessive. It was premeditated.
I would think if you're caught up in the moment, somebody's trying to rape you.
Yes, you're going to.
You couldn't put a number on.
You have that anger. You know? Yeah. Like, you need that.
Absolutely.
And then for them to go to prison, that just blows my mind.
Like, should not
now we can't even protect ourselves, you know?
Right. See, it's the same thing as stealing. I mean, basically, if you rape a woman or sexually assault them, you're stealing
their whole life.
Yeah. I mean, not only are you, you know, a lot of thieves will get locked up. My God, they might spend 10 years. You have a pedophile or somebody's raped somebody or something. Hell, they're out in like 3 years.
Well, you have people arrested for marijuana that have been in prison for 20 years. And then you have people that don't even serve any time. Some of these people don't even serve any time.
For the pedophile stuff and stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wish to God we could just leave the marijuana alone. I mean, that to me nowadays, that's so petty.
Yeah.
If you're going to give it to somebody that's got cancer,
yeah.
Why are we arresting people?
There's so many old, we have so many old politicians, and I'm not political at all. I hate Democrats, Republicans, whatever. I think they're all liars. I don't trust any of them. And then like a lot of my views, like I'm not a religious person. I consider myself like more spiritual. So a lot of things that I learn, I'm able to just rationalize it based on just that. I don't use any of the other influences. And I don't
take the situation. You're like, this is the situation.
Right.
You know, and I don't know if they're going to go to heaven or hell, but they don't need to be here.
Yeah.
If they're going to do that, you know, like take advantage of children or, yeah, I can understand that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I am a Christian. I believe in God. I mean, I do. I've been blessed. I mean, really and truly, I just can't. But that's a whole different subject.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But I'm not.
We'll save that for another.
Yeah, I'm not one of those people. I'm not going to go pull out the Bible. I wouldn't even know what to read to you. You know what I mean? I'm just, you know. But I don't know. I've seen some stuff before where it's like, only God done that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, a lot of that kind of stuff.
Right.
But I mean, it's hard for me to. Like, get into the religion. I guess it's kind of hard for me to talk. I know you're supposed to, you know, like,
well, I mean, it's 2023. I mean, if you haven't heard about Jesus yet, I don't know, you know, I mean, it's kind of like where it comes to the point where it's their choice, you know?
Oh, yeah. 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 And it doesn't make, and I don't feel like it makes anybody a bad person if they don't believe. I mean, like, even like you, I mean, you're a good person. I know.
I mean, you know. And I've done the church thing or whatever, and this is way off topic, but whatever. We can edit. You can edit it out.
No,
I don't
this
care.
Is great.
But, you know, I did do the church thing forever. Grew up, you know, Baptist, whatever.
Right.
And, like, being more spiritual is more like God and the universe and all that. And so, like, I don't... When I would go to church, I would feel, and I still go to church, you know, with family and stuff. My father-in-law's a preacher.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. And,
which I wasn't saying you didn't believe. I was just saying, like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, just, I was just explaining. Yeah.
To each their own, it's kind of my thing, you know?
Right. And so I always felt just so much guilt, but I didn't feel like I had anything to be guilty about.
Right.
It's like, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. And I don't want to change anybody's beliefs. I respect everyone's beliefs. But that's just how I feel.
I mean, we can believe what we want. You can be a Democrat, I can be a Republican, but at the end of the day, we can still be friends.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just the way I look at it. You know?
Normal people can do that. Right. Most people today can't. It's the left. It's the right. You're the left. You're liberal. You're conservative. What the fuck are you talking about?
You're the reason why gas is high.
Right. Right.
It's your president, ain't mine.
Right. Right. But since I...
Oh, Lordy Beatrice. She did not the whole podcast thing. No, you're good. It actually landed on that ledge.
Okay, good. But since I quit, like, focusing on that kind of stuff, I found so much more peace. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of meditating, and I believe more in, like, energy, positive energy, negative energy.
Right.
Which, I mean, it's actually just, like, kind of looking at it a different way because... Like, to me, like, when you say the Holy Spirit, that's just energy that's being passed to you, you know? That's how I kind of do it. And so I've just found a lot more peace with the meditating and not feeling guilty and...
Yeah, clearing your own mind and stuff.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't feel like I... Like, with your parents or, you know, with your children, you're not... If you mess up, I don't need them to... beg me for my forgiveness, you know?
Because we all, I mean, everybody slips daily.
Yeah.
I mean, I slip. Sometimes I sound like a sailor, you know, if I get mad about something.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh, he's made a whole sentence of cuss words.
Yeah. You know? God damn it.
And it's like, all that happened was the dog chewed up the whatever, you know? It's like,
right.
Oh my God, you know, I've had it with this dog, you know, or whatever. But
right.
I don't know. I kind of believe it's like person to person. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I really feel like the good Lord's going to be like, well, you know what, Amanda? You know, you meditated, you're a good person. And you know what I'm saying? It's like, why would I keep you out? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like on the, you know.
Right.
I mean, I know this is way off subject, but I really don't feel like you just get sent to hell. Like just,
I don't either.
Like just over you not believing what I believe or.
Right.
Only, I mean, you look at the different churches. We've got Church of God, Church of Christ, Baptist,
yes,
Methodist.
You've exactly.
Got Presbyterian, Seventh-day Adventist. And they're all worshiping the same person.
Right. But then they just believe just a little bit different. You know?
I don't think once you go to those pearly gates that he's going to say, man, I wish I could have sent you a note or something. You wouldn't have been Baptist. You know what I mean? It's like, cause we go to Baptist, we go to Methodist, we kind of jump around like, you know, stuff. And, I don't know. And a lot of people's going to hear this and be like, dude is so lost, but. I mean, that's just the way I feel.
Yeah.
I think that's the way it is. I think mainly how you treat people is got a lot to do with it. Mm-hmm. I really do. I mean, and I've hung out with people that do drugs. I've hung out with the people that, you know, I mean, are poor. I've been around people that's rich. I've been around people that's good at some kind of sport or whatever. And I just feel like at the end of the day, we're all the same person.
Right.
I mean, my head's going to hit a pillow tonight and go to sleep just like you will.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I just, you know, to each their own, you know, really and truly.
Right.
But I really do think, like, the most important thing in the world is, like, how you treat people.
Absolutely.
I do. I think that's, like, the highest of highs.
Absolutely. And I think the happier you are with yourself helps with the weight. God, I'm so clumsy. Would you see me knock that?
You're still good, though.
Yeah. Did I mess it up?
No,
okay. But, like, I think that the way you feel about yourself also makes you better to people. Because a lot of times when people are mean or whatever, they're just projecting their feelings onto you. It actually has nothing to do with you.
Somebody's not actually mad at you or...
Yeah, it's I'm feeling this way because, you know, it's just something that's going on with them.
Right, yeah.
And so I feel like that has Yeah, just I feel like self-love is just so important.
Oh, I do too. Yeah. I mean,
and I think a lot of that starts coming with age. Don't you feel more confident? And
yeah, it's just like a I feel like you accept people more, you know. You could come up and just be the dirtiest thing ever or whatever. And it's like, hey, bro, how's it going? You know, yeah. Put your hand out, you know. And, right. I mean, like, I think you really quit looking at people as like people, and they're almost like your friend, no matter like how
well, you're
they
not judging them.
Right. They're, whether it's somebody that's fat, whether it's somebody skinny, whether it's somebody's black, someone's white, someone's Mexican. I mean, you know, like I take each person how they treat me, so mm-hmm. I treat them.
And know? I think it's important mm-hmm. to have like empathy. I think it's so important for you to put yourself into someone else's
situation.
Shoes. Yeah, right. Just don't. Not to me, nothing is black and white. I don't think there's any just total right and wrong. I mean, with the stuff we were talking about earlier, right, obviously. Yeah. But when it comes to, you know, certain topics, I think a lot of it just depends on, you know, what the person has been through or,
right, yeah.
you know, what they're going through. Because we don't know what someone's home life is mm-hmm. like, you know.
I've had Lil Kate come home before and be like, so-and-so was mean to me today. And it's like, well, what'd she say? You know, whatever tells me. Like, well,
girls are the worst.
I know. And kids are mean. And it's, and I'm just like, just, you want to just be friends with everybody. Be nice to everybody. That's the most important thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you've got to be nice. No matter how mean they might be to you, overwhelm them with like niceness. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think you'll go a lot further. Mm-hmm. And these people, even one of these days will be like, you know, I would be in trouble at home, or my dad was beating my mom or whatever, you know, and mm-hmm. I could come and take it out on you and you still loved me. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, it's like, right. you were still my friend, you right. know, even though I was so mean to you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like that was, and that might be the person that 30 years from now, they're like, that person changed my life.
Yeah.
You know, I realized what a normal is, you know, right. somebody that can actually say, well, you're mean to me and everything, but it's all right. You yeah. know what I'm saying? I really feel, I tell Lil Kate that all the time. Like, and little girls, you know, they're always just, you yeah, know,
yes.
yeah. And trying to scare each other, or, you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I tell her, I'm like, look, you just, well, so-and-so said I can't be friends with so-and-so. So you can be friends with whoever you want.
Right.
You know, right. it's like nobody can tell you who you can and cannot be friends right. with, you know, as far as that kind of stuff goes.
Right. And I've always, like, I've told my kids, you don't have to be friends with everybody.
Right,
you
yeah.
just be nice. But,
right, be nice.
You
exactly
know,
right.
nobody likes everybody, you know?
No, like, yeah. And there's some people I just hate to even see them come. And, you know, and I really try to, like, overcome them with niceness.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's just a... my nature, I guess.
Yeah, you're a really nice guy.
You tell my wife that. I'm kidding. She'd say, yeah, he's all right.
He's all right. Yeah. Sometimes.
That's what would 15 years. Minner's been almost married 11 now.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So
y'all got married?
Got married when? In 2008.
Okay. Yeah,
so I was 6 years after. 24. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. We got married in 2012.
So you are going 11 years now, aren't mm-hmm. you? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then we were dated 2 years before that. So
that's why me and Whitney dated 4 years before.
Don't you feel
but
like...
But she was in school. College.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Don't you feel like when you find the right person, your relationship is easy? Do you
oh,
feel
man,
like it's...
I know. It's almost like it's like... It's like she said before... She would say, sometimes I worry because everything is so good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, how can it be so good?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's just what you put into it, you know,
yeah,
listening to each other.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I think communication's some of the top.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
And watching what the hell your kids are watching.
Mm-hmm.
And try to keep it, even though it's stupid, like pay attention to it.
Right. Right. Absolutely. We got way off topic. Yeah, we did.
We've done
that. Okay.
We've done politics, religion. What else we got?
Sexual assault.
Yeah.
Nightmares. Yeah. Oh, that.
We've been here, there, everywhere.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, that's what I like about
podcasts. We're good communicators.
Yeah, it's just like you just. I tell people all the time. I used to write like a bunch of stuff down,
mm-hmm.
and you talk about like four things, you know.
Yeah.
And you kind of get the point across, whether it's the 3-time world champion wakeboarder or this guy's going to end up being on MMA fighting. That's one of the best cornhole players in the world. Jesse Priest and his band come and played at my house last weekend.
Oh, I love bands.
Oh my gosh. We ended up, it was like 12:30 before they stopped. They played every song we could think of. I mean, and we just kept trying to come up with more stuff, you know, because we didn't want them to stop. You know?
Right.
Like, hey, can you play
what kind of music?
Oh, man, he played everything from country to rock to, he even sang Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and it was him and Daniel Harbison actually sing, and I'm telling you, they are great.
I'll have to check them out.
Yeah, we had several people over and just, it was Whitney's birthday yesterday.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. So we,
happy birthday, Whitney.
35. Oh, nobody likes to know the ages, and she's 35. Which, when I came home and I laid out the candles, I had the 5 and 3 mixed up, and Leah Kate said, she 53. I said, no, she's 35.
But, did she see it?
No. When we put it on the cake, she did. But yeah, that was me and Lil Kate talking. But yeah, it was pretty funny. I guess Lil Kate was like, oh my gosh, you know, she's 53.
I didn't know mom was that old. She looks great for her age.
But we had I don't know, it was probably 30 people here, I guess. And it was just a laid back crowd. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I love that, the laid back,
yeah,
chill.
Yeah, music, listening mm-hmm. to live music, and the kids, some of them were on the trampoline, some of them was on the swings. It was just
I
fun.
Love it like that, where you can have your kids there, mm-hmm. and then you can have a good time. I grew up, my dad was in the Navy, and okay. we were stationed in Germany. Well, first I was born in Pensacola, we went to Iceland, then we went to Germany, then we went back to Florida. But during most of my childhood, we were in Germany.
Really?
Yeah, and so that when you're away from your family like that, those people become your family. Mm. Like, we would have Thanksgiving together. We'd do Christmas parties together and all that. And some of the funnest times, like, my best memories are when, like, my parents were hanging out. You know, my dad was drinking a beer, whatever. Oh, yeah. And me and the kids were just going nuts, just having the best time, you know?
I love it. I mean, mm-hmm. we very seldom do anything with our children.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we just don't. And if me and Whitney go on a date or whatever, all we do is talk about them. You know,
it's like, that's not my, that is not me.
It's like, we're going to go on a date, but, yeah. I wonder what they're doing. You know, they wouldn't spend night with it. No, they wouldn't spend night. We're going to get back before they get tired. You know, I'm missing them or whatever. You know, I mean, that's just the way we are.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff.
Yeah. But, well, and y'all have 2, and mm-hmm. I've had 5, so it's like, oh, my God, please.
You're the Brady Bunch.
Yes. Yeah. Golly, I am so clumsy. I swear I'm, like, the clumsiest person. I fall all the time, trip on stairs, whatever. That's just me.
Need to put you in some bubble wrap. You remember the little kid on Little Giants when he had that bubble wrap on?
Yes.
I always kidded. That's what Whitney was going to do to Walker if he ever played football.
That's funny.
But yeah, I think it's a good thing what you're doing. Speaking about all this and mm-hmm. letting it, well, maybe somebody will listen to this podcast and say how I'm getting done. It's not right. Or maybe it might be even accidentally a kid hears it's like, okay, so this is not supposed to be going on.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, raise right. awareness. I mean, yeah. Our voices are the only thing we really have. I mean, you
exactly,
know, to be able to.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Let's see. So I guess I'm going to tell, like, the main story about what happened. And I've never, ever told anybody but my husband.
You was telling me, yeah.
And I just
recently done that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we were talking about the why can I not say the dissociation or whatever? Right. And how that all that started triggering, you know, the things that had happened. And so the first time anything happened, and this is gonna break my mother's horse, but I mean, I wasn't raped, but I think I was, let's say I was 14. My parents had just got divorced, and me and my mom moved up here, you know, because that's where my family was. So I was going through a lot at the time. I don't even think I realized it at the time. I just, you know.
You're young and you're in the moment. Yes, yeah.
Right.
It's kind of like they tell you to go here and you go.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was at a football game and I had been drinking, and somebody that I knew, he was like, I've got some more alcohol out in the truck or whatever. And so I walk out there. It was actually a girl that I know. It was actually her boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
At the time.
And
yeah.
You were 14, right? 14.
14 or 15.
Yeah.
I think I was 14. I think it's when
it's
I was in
the
ninth
grade. It's kind of the age where you start kind of,
yeah,
have a beer, see how it tastes. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And back then it didn't take you much. I mean, I could have just had a couple sips and I was wasted.
Been,
yeah. Plus I was like 85 pounds, you know? So we went out to his truck and we were just talking. And then, like, he tried, like, to kiss me, and I didn't want to kiss him.
Right.
I've never been that girl that would, you know.
You're not a one-night stander.
Yeah.
Especially at that age, it's kind of like,
right.
What are you doing? Yeah.
I've always respected other girls and never, like, I was never the one that went after.
Right.
Somebody.
You weren't going to cheat. You weren't going to let her boyfriend cheat.
Right.
On her, right.
Right. Yeah. I respected that. And so, anyway, so he ended up, like, forcing me to perform oral sex on him.
Oh, wow.
And so the next day, well, after it happened, I just took off running and went back to my friends or whatever. And I was kind of, like, in shock that it happened.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
And so the next day, I had told one of my friends about it. And then she went and told that girl. And so we're like outside. This was before Holly Pond, obviously.
Right.
Yeah. And so we were outside, like where everybody hangs out. And she comes up to me and she's yelling at me. And I will never forget like my friend's face when all this was happening. She just looked at me like with this like, you know, like I deserved it or whatever. And she's supposed to be like one of my best friends. And so that's when I was like, he forced me to do it.
Yeah.
And they were like, how does he force you? You know, why didn't you bite him or why didn't you do anything? But it's like, you go into like shock. Like, I can't believe this is happening to me. Like, I trusted this person.
Was he older?
Like a couple years.
Really?
Yeah.
So not that much older. Though.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I told them about it and everybody was out there and I was trying to explain it to them. And so basically it was them victim blaming me. So then I got labeled a whore. And I think that the trauma from victim blaming was actually worse than the assault.
What actually happened.
Yeah. That stuck with me more. And that's what breaks my heart more, is the way that I was treated. And so it's like, if I went on a date with a guy, well, I was sleeping with him. You know, I was labeled a whore for like 2 years. I mean, it gets so bad. That's why I left and went to Holly Pond. Did you ever hear anybody call me a whore?
No,
because I wasn't one. Yeah. I mean, it just, I wasn't one.
I always knew you nothing but nice. I mean, like, you know, I mean, like,
yeah,
Holly Pond's very close knit. The school we went to were very close, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like probably one of the best schools you could go to as far as, I don't really feel like there's a whole lot of judging that kind of stuff there.
Yeah, it was like everybody had their cliques, but then everybody, you talked to everybody.
Everybody got along, right, yeah.
Yeah, there was no yang behind. I mean, you'd get into stuff, girls would get into stuff with their friends or whatever, but there was not just that talking behind your back and stuff. And so that's what I was labeled. And it broke my heart. And so then, not long after that, I was at church. And I can't remember why. I think I was waiting on my aunt. I think she was in choir practice or something. I was waiting on my aunt. And then there was a guy. He was a year older than me. He was actually going to be a preacher. He talked about being a preacher.
Really?
So we're sitting in his car and we're talking. Well, then he like makes a move on me or whatever. And I'm like, no, you know, I don't want to. I wasn't attracted to him at all. And I think somebody that I knew liked him. And right. So then he starts like touching me, you know, and I'm like, no. And so I just got out of the vehicle. Yeah. And went back in the church. And of course, I was upset. And so then once again, like I confided, you know, in with a friend. And they said something, and it was, again, that same spot. He comes up to me, yelling at me, calling me a liar, saying that he would never do that, just screaming at me.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I just ran off crying, you know? So that made the situation even worse.
Worse, yeah.
So that stuff like that traumatized me worse than, you know, because then I blamed myself. And it was like, you get told you're a whore so many times, you start wondering, you know.
Well, am I a whore? Yeah, I can
yeah,
see
that.
Yeah,
and I mean,
sure.
It just kills your self-confidence and that.
That's how a lot of those, how a lot of girls end up where they are is over being, you know, sexually assaulted or whatever. And then they're like, well, obviously, I mean, I guess that's all I'm good for.
Yes.
You know, or whatever, you know, like, mm-hmm. yeah, I can imagine like your confidence yeah. level go down the drain.
Right. And so I don't know. It's like I get, like I've just now accepted and realized, I guess, that I was a victim.
Right. You were not, you were
but
not
I,
the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were the problem. Yeah.
Right. But I guess I always felt like, well, I wasn't raped. You know, like so many women have had it worse than me. So many girls have had it worse than me. I didn't really realize at the time that that was still sexual
assault.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, you're going on to property that you don't have permission to be at.
Right.
I mean, that's the way it is.
And I always said no. I mean, and, you know, you have people, well, did you say no? You know, because everybody wants, well, what were you wearing? Were you drunk? Blah, blah, blah. You know.
It wouldn't matter.
It doesn't. I mean,
no,
yeah.
Uh-uh.
But I did always say I always said no, but, and that's something I think that we need to teach, like, our sons, and I tell mine, because I have a 15-year-old, and then, of course, my oldest, he's about to be 23,
wow.
But I've always talked to them about how important consent is, because, like, you know, we talked about earlier, high school boys, hormones are raging, you know, that's on their mind or whatever. And so they do the pressuring, you know, they have a girlfriend, the pressure and pressure and pressure until she gives in. And I think it's important for us to teach our sons that that's not okay.
That's not right, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not saying all guys do that, but
right.
I came into a lot of situations
where
like that and know other people that have.
Yeah.
So I think that's really important to, because, you know, we teach our daughters not to, you know, this is what you do not to get raped, but we don't teach our
the boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's very powerful. Yeah. Because, I mean, yeah, the boys need to be taught just as well as,
mm-hmm.
hey, if she don't want to do nothing or, you know what I mean?
Right.
And even like you at the age you were at. Nothing mm-hmm. should have been going on anyway.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It wasn't like he was like sexually active.
Yeah, I was still learning.
Right. Yeah. No. You know, it's like, I mean, I don't know. I just can't. I can't think of like just trying something on somebody
that didn't want it. And most of the time, if a girl wants it, she's gonna let you know.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know,
yeah,
she,
that's right. She'll chase you around a little bit.
Yeah.
You ain't gotta play hard to get her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And if they want to do anything with you, they're going to let you know, you
right,
know?
Yeah. There's a lot there's a lot of manipulators out there too, you know, where it's like, well, if you don't do this, I'll, you know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? That's almost sounds like a lot of what you fell into, you know, with the preacher or whatever, because people or the guy that's wanting to be a preacher is like, everybody's looking at him though. Oh man, he's great. He's perfect. He's a good kid. You know what I mean?
She's a whore. She's a liar.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What was she doing in the car with him? You know what I mean? It's like
yeah.
thinking back, I remember like going with girls places, especially high school, mm-hmm. you know, where we would go places or whatever. And I never even like thought about it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I just, that wasn't.
What just never crossed your mind. Yeah. Yeah.
And I've actually, I could call a lot of my friends' his wife right now and just be like, what's up? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
and it's just, trust.
It's just normal. Yeah. You know, it's like, what are you calling for? Well, I was going to ask you, I'm going to come by this weekend, you know, or whatever and stuff.
Right.
And I don't know. It's just a, it's hard to like
fucked up.
Think of it. It is. It really is.
Bunch of fucked up people.
Yeah, there are. And it's getting worse.
It's getting so much worse. Mm-hmm.
That's what with the, like a lot of those girls too, that's like the escorts and all that. You know, I mean, I was watching like Las Vegas, I think it was. There's like a TikTok thing where these Las Vegas things. Some of these girls are like they have a pimp and, you know, the pimp's really the one that's making the money while this girl's trying to go through college.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what.
Or
I mean,
they're just trying to survive in general.
Yeah, I mean,
you know?
It's sad. Yeah. I mean, it's like you're willing to do that for $100.
Yeah.
To somebody you don't even know. Don't even know, they might have a damn disease for all you know. Right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That people are that like that hungry to like get an education or something to where they will.
Yeah,
I do say people have really got to like get more confidence in themselves and more like think more of yourself than those type things. You know,
and a lot of those women have actually been victims.
They have, yeah. Mm-hmm. Most of them have been, you know, started out that way.
I don't know enough to say most, but I do know that a lot of sex workers, whether it's strippers or whatever they do.
Do
you call a stripper a sex worker, or is that something totally different?
I think it's called strippers, actually.
But do you think it's But is it classified in that?
I think anytime you like show your body for money.
Yeah, that's going to be sex work.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, it's like you're using something that should be private to make an income. You know what I'm saying? Like, no.
But at the same
time, it's a good thing I wouldn't try and do that. I'd be out on the streets.
You don't want to do a little magic mind?
No, I don't do magic mind.
Woo, take it off.
I'd be broke. I'd still be broke.
Never going to go to college.
You know, there's like I've been to Las Vegas a couple of times.
Really?
And you'll have these people walk by and they've got these shirts on. They might have some kind of telephone number like 1-404 girl or, you know, or something like girls or hot girl or something. And they hand you all these little cards. And I just kind of thought,
isn't it legal there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible. And, like, which, I mean, a lot of those, they're manipulated. I mean, they're like, hey, well, I can tell you how to make $150. You go this hotel room, meet up with this guy, and, I mean,
Some of them get paid the big bucks.
Oh, yeah, sure. And I always thought, that can't be these girls that's on these cards like they give you. I mean, like, if you look at these cards, you're like,
oh, those are the...
Yeah, this
Playboy
girl looks,
model.
Yeah, this girl looks like Pamela Anderson. That one's like Jennifer Aniston, you know, or whatever. Yeah. But those girls really are, like, from watching those videos and stuff of the trafficking and whatnot and, you know, being pimped out, they're very attractive girls. Mm-hmm. But you got to think, like, in Las Vegas. I mean, you have a lot of lawyers, a lot of people there, I'm sure, for business or whatever, and they're willing to fork the money out. And I guess that's why
a lot of people are there to get forked the money.
Right, yeah. And you've got these people that's going to spend $10,000 on a damn craps table or something. Well, for sure, they'd give this to, you know, some people would to get, you know, sexual stuff, you know, or whatever. Yeah. And it's true. I mean, a lot of those girls are very, very pretty and everything. I mean, it's terrible.
Yeah. You know?
That's one thing, too, like... People that cheat and stuff, you know, it's like, I couldn't like look at my wife, my kids, like knowing I had cheated. Like I would be one of those people. Come on, be like, oh my God, yeah, you believe what I did. You know, it's like my conscience would eat me up.
Yeah.
Like there's no way I could do it. I just don't. Yeah. But
Well, you got your soulmate. You don't need
me. Yeah, I got the woman of my dreams. And,
oh, that's yeah, so sweet. So, I love to see happy couples.
Oh, yeah.
Are you an Auburn fan?
Is there another team?
No. When we moved to Oklahoma, we kind of got out of, you know, we used to go hang out with our friends, watch the Auburn games and stuff. Some of the funniest, I never really watched the game. I just hung out. Yeah.
You were like, did we win?
Yeah. Whenever I would cheer, I'd be like, yeah. But then when we moved there, we just kind of got out of it. And my husband really got into soccer. So we watched
the World Finals last year.
Did you? Yes. You like soccer?
I don't even know how it works, but I just really? We had it on the TV and just kind of kept up with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my son, the 15-year-old, he plays soccer. He's really good.
Really?
And then, yeah, it's just Elkmont. Their sports programs are.
It's probably a 7A, 6A, 6A probably.
Elkmont? Yeah. No, it's like 3 or.
Oh, really? Okay. I figured that was a lot.
I don't know, maybe 4. I don't know.
3 or 4 A.
Yeah, it's a little school. But what was that?
Soccer. He's really good at soccer.
Oh yeah, and my daughter plays soccer too.
See, I think soccer be fun.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to watch on. See, a lot of people get bored with it, but now we know what's going on, so we watch the plays and all that stuff. I mean, I don't know all the rules, but. I know enough to where I see, you know, that
what, know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I know that's, you know, you're either at 4-3-2-1 or, you know, there's all these, you know, the way that it lines up. But so we really got into that. My husband's a Tottenham fan. Yeah. And then my oldest son, he goes for Man City because he's really the one that got Justin into it.
I can see where I think it's actually like the biggest, it's probably one of the biggest sports in the world.
Yes, yes. Yeah, because I mean, every
country,
there's some of those countries, that's all they have. Like they live to watch, you know, they don't have anything else.
Stuff, yeah.
They cry when, which I know a lot of people now that cry over sports, but
like, not me. I go to bed and I wake up the next morning. And, yeah, I'm an Auburn fan through and through, but I just don't. I don't really let it bother me. The basketball season this year kind of bothered me because it was like, we blew so many leads. You know, it's like, my God, we were up by 18 at the half and got beat or something. Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff gripes me. I'm like, if you could beat them that bad in the first half, you should be winning by 36 at the end, the whole deal. You know?
That's funny. Now we're talking about sports. I never thought I would ever talk about sports.
We watched the World Cup talking about soccer. And it was funny. We all picked like a couple of teams, you know, I was yelling for them. I had Mexico. I'm like, I know Mexico's got to be good at soccer. I have a feeling they are. It just feels like that's a soccer country. Right. Well, they won the game and they ended up out because they didn't have enough wins going in.
Really?
Yeah. I was like so confused. I'm like,
I don't know.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. You know?
Now what? They did what?
You got to have like 3 wins out of 5.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And obviously Mexico was still in it, but not in it. Win or lose, they were out.
Right.
But I think they have to play the game to see how their opponent, if they come out with the 3 games, won or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember I was like, oh, I got Mexico. Like, I called it right off the bat. I'm like, I got Mexico.
I can't remember what team I'm on. My coffee now. There you
got me coughing. So, but yeah, this has been a good time.
I've enjoyed this.
This is fun. I think you need to keep doing what you're doing and keep telling about it and talking about it. I know it's hard. I mean, but you might save somebody else from it. And I'm going to tell you too, like you had been in those situations. Mm-hmm. You might could talk to somebody that's happened to that might have killed themselves the next day.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I mean, there's no better person or a voice than somebody who was in that situation.
Right.
That's the way I feel about
absolutely.
It. You know? Yeah,
absolutely.
I think you need to keep doing what you're doing. And yeah,
that's one reason why I decided to volunteer at our crisis center.
Mm-hmm.
So that I could help. I think it's going to be hard, but I'm very, very proud. And I didn't know a lot of the stuff that they do. but I'm very proud with the way that they handle it, because when someone's assaulted, they get assigned an advocate. And so, like, when there's a police car, a call, you know, about an assault, the advocate goes, you know, with
the... Oh, you get on scene or whatever.
Yes, and so your job is to protect the victim. So there can't be any, you know, because you hear so many officers, you know, they don't believe them, blah, 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 blah. Right. Well, this wasn't that.
It's their word against.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it is, it's the advocate's job to make sure that they're receiving the best
care and
yeah.
stuff.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, then
see,
also,
I think that's good.
Yes.
And you're not like a, you're not, I know this is going to sound terrible and I don't want it to, but like, you're not like somebody that went to school for this, like a counseling degree or something. You're actually yeah. somebody that's been there.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And I do a lot of research.
Yeah, you do.
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I like a football coach, if he never saw a football field, but he just studied plays or something, he's not going to be as good as the guy that played quarterback, in my opinion, in college and NFL and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, yeah. Yeah, I think it's. You were basically on the front line, you know, and now you're, I think that's a really good thing, that just to be able to do one-on-one with some of those people and stuff.
Absolutely.
I mean, cause I, you know, nowadays too, with the suicide rate and all that kind of stuff, I mean, people really need a gateway to say that's over with, you know, that this person's not going to do that again. I need to go on with my life. You know, I mean, like in, you know, I'll find that person that loves me. You know, I mean, I'll find,
it's
I'm going to move on.
It's all about healing, you know, because I don't think you ever get over it, but you're able to, like you said, just move past it, realize that you're not the one to blame, that it was their fault. It's the choice that they made. And then it's just important to just heal. And I think it's important to heal however you feel like you need to.
Right, yeah.
You know, if you want to get angry, get angry, you know.
Cry.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you were talking about that earlier. It's like, my God, it feels good to cry sometimes, you know.
I'm proud of myself. I didn't.
You didn't cry?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of got a little emotional. Not that I would have minded if I cried, but I was just kind of trying to, you know, wanted to keep it together.
Well, sometimes you can't help it. But
yeah.
You did good. And I'm good. Yeah.
I really enjoyed this.
It's fun. Yeah, it is a lot of fun.
You're really good at this. I think you're right. This is your calling.
I love it. I'm having fun.
I bet you could talk to a wall.
Oh, I can. I talk to myself.
Oh, my gosh. My husband, he talks so much. He can talk to anybody.
That's why.
It would be crazy to see the two of you carry on a conversation. I swear.
I need to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to him. Yeah, I'll talk about anything. We'll talk about
it. He's really smart.
Is it? See, and I'm dumb, so we'll get along.
You're not dumb. But he will teach you some things, that's for sure. Even if you don't want to know. If you're like,
that's all right.
Okay.
I like learning. I like hearing people. I mean, that's just.
Yeah.
Everybody's got different things that they like, you know, and I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
You know, like it's like, well, maybe so-and-so likes playing hacky sack. But so and so over here plays a really good guitar. I just like I like all of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a social butterfly is what they
definitely.
Which I know a lot of people are probably like, damn, I don't want to call him. I'll be on the phone for an hour.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You know, it's like, this dude writes a book for a text message. You know, it's like,
oh, I'm one of those. Yeah. So I'm not big about talking on the phone, but I'm always with my kids, and it's always so loud, and you know, so it's hard for me to talk on the phone. But I'll text, like,
I'm on there, crazy. I'm the one that's like, God, this is too long. Let me back up and try short. And then you put it all back in there, and it don't sound right, you know, because you took it out of,
No.
But yeah, maybe soon I can meet him. And
absolutely, I was telling him, you know, I was like, Jacob's a great guy. Like, I think that you would really like him.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people says like different things about me.
No, they don't. You liar.
I've always just tried to be nice. So. And like we were talking about, I think being nice is the most important thing, really.
Absolutely.
Truly. Don't look at people for their color or whatever. Like, I just love them all. Just give everybody a chance, you know.
Right.
So, but I really am. I'm glad you came and
Thank
enjoyed
you.
It. And
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Keep doing what you're doing.
Wow. Are we ending it? Did you stop it?
If you're wanting to shop Guess Who merchandise or maybe create your own, check out AddisonDesigns.us. They have everything from hats, shirts, koozies, coasters, you name it, they make it. Check them out, AddisonDesigns.us. Don't forget to use the promo code GUESS2, receive 10% off. Check them out.